everyone. Welcome to the podcast, Okay, Karen.
Okay, Karen.
With Angela and Betsy. Welcome.
Yeah, we're having a little feedback.
So okay, we'll today, today we're going to talk about the shows we are binging or have binge watched on Netflix and Amazon Prime on your streaming services. So
yeah, it could be Hulu too, but you or I don't do a lot of Hulu stuff. Yes. Yeah.
I think I've watched more on Hulu than you have.
You have.
Yeah.
But first, do we have any shout outs? New ones? No? Okay. That's good. All right, let's just go on with the episode.
To our new followers, we did get a new follower today, but
I didn't
have a name. So if you're following us and you know us in real life, or even if you don't, please let us know. So if you are a new subscriber, please let us know because, you know, even just comment like, hey, this is so-and-so, because we don't get to see it just as you have a new subscriber. It doesn't tell us the name unless you have a public YouTube profile. So which if you don't know, you probably don't. You probably have it as
most people don't. Yeah. Right. So we have 76 followers still. Now our goal is to 80.
Yes, 70. But, I think we have 77.
Really? We got another one?
I don't know. Okay. Forget I said
I thought it was 76. Yeah. Of course, I think I looked.
No, 77. I just checked right now.
Oh, we do have another one. So
we are on our way to 1,000. Yes.
Let's get to 100 first, Karen, and then we can work on the 1,000.
Okay, so let us know. Okay. Those of you that comment, we really appreciate it. We love reading your comments.
We do.
If you comment, you'll also get to see our mom's comments and my mother-in-law's because they comment the most. So thanks, moms and mother-in-law, super fans.
I saw someone comment, Catherine Briard Platt commented on Instagram. So thank you,
Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Shout out. I don't know if she listens or just follows on Instagram, but either way, thanks. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Well, she made some suggestions like on the movie soundtrack one.
So. And I need to look them up. She said Mallrats. And I was like, oh, I need to revisit
that. I know.
Because that was the 90s that I was looking for. I was like, when was that? It was the 90s,
I told Leslie some of the movies and she started listing, you know how Leslie is, list.
A million more, right.
Yeah. And I was like, we didn't mention any of your movies. So... She knows movies better than we do.
She does. Okay. So let's talk about what we've been watching on Netflix and Amazon Prime lately, in case any of you guys are interested to find new shows.
Season to binge, right? It's cold.
It's the year of binging. That's what we should call it. Instead of anything else about any other pandemics or politics, we'll just talk about TV.
Binging.
Okay. That's right. All right. So you start us off on Netflix.
Okay. So I am addicted to Ozark. I don't know why I am really more of like a upbeat, haha, kind of happy person or happy movies.
Yes.
Y'all, Ozark is so good. And I'm going to shout out Dr. Brown because he was like, Ozark, no. And me and some other doctors were talking about it in the doctor's lounge one day. It was maybe Thursday or Friday. That weekend, he texted me and he was like, okay, I'm already on season 2. Ozark is so good.
Okay. I need to start it. This is one of them that you said I haven't.
It has Jason Bateman and I think it's Laura Kinney or Laura Linney or something like that. And like a little drug cartel mixed in. It's phenomenal. I think they're doing the last season.
I would like to say.
I think they're about to do
it. For those of you, I don't know if you know Angela or you don't know Angela in real life, but you're going to hear some great descriptions when we talk about shows. Cause she's like, there's a little drug cartel mixed in. You were telling me about Moonstruck and you're like, he doesn't have a hand, but he has a wooden hand and he goes in and he does this. And I'm like, that's your movie description about his wooden hand. And she gets dressed up.
She does. Okay. 100% all of that is accurate.
100%. I know. It's just funny the things that you pull out. There's a little drug cartel mixed in. Okay.
There is. All right, so it's suspense. So Ozark. I cannot believe that you and Sean have not watched this. It is very popular. It is very, very good.
Yes. And I think because we haven't been wanting to watch something serious. So like you told me about it that during the past you know, 6 or 8 months. And I brought up with Johnny's like, oh, something heavy, you know, something serious. And
oh, so it is.
We've been watching more movies. I realized when I was looking at Amazon Prime, I'm like, well, we've been watching a lot of movies on Amazon Prime instead of shows. So I would like to start it. I plan on starting it. Maybe I'll start it before the last season and kind of catch up.
I'm going to tell you too, it has parts in it where you actually go, like you don't expect it at all. And then there's some craziness in there. And if you've seen it, you know who I'm talking about.
Okay. That's so I'm going to ask you at the end what your number one recommendation is. We'll see.
I can't rate these.
Okay.
These
so one that I have seen that I don't think you've seen is Making of a Murderer.
Yeah. And guess what?
It's like a docu-series. You're not going to watch it?
No.
It isn't. Wait, it isn't like graphic about a murder.
Hold on. This isn't the one. This isn't the Ted Bundy serial killer murders.
No,
okay.
No,
I'm not watching that one. This is the one that has 2 seasons and people are like, I don't think he killed him. Is that the one?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. But like people were saying after the first season, I don't think they did it. And in the second season, they were like, oh yeah, maybe he did do it.
Okay. Hold on, Karen, because I've watched it. Okay. So I enjoyed it. I like docuseries. It isn't too gruesome, like as far as like facts and things like that or stuff they're going to show you. Cause I don't mind hearing about murders. It isn't overwhelmingly like just talking about murder all the time. Cause I would not like that, but it does make you like, you're very interested and you want to see what happens next. So, I like docuseries like that. Another one that we've watched,
write that down. That
we both watched was The Pharmacist.
Love The Pharmacist.
See, and that, now, hold so on, hold if on, you like that on. Genre.
Before we go on to Making The Pharmacist, is Making a Murder just 2 seasons? Like, do you know if they plan on having a third?
I don't know if they're going to have a third.
And more importantly, do you think he did it?
I don't think he did it, but I also know that when you're watching a docuseries, you have to take into account that the people that are sitting on a jury are hearing all the information. You are hearing what they want to give to you in a Netflix docuseries to get you excited and interested in watching the next episode. So there, you know, there's a lot that we don't know. And so it's like, you know, I'm also going to say if I was sitting on the jury, I may have a completely different opinion. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like there's a reason why his appeals aren't being accepted to higher courts. So those judges are saying no for a reason. So I'm like, yeah, he could have done it. I mean, just because like from what it looks like to me, it doesn't look
because,
like
that. Because to be honest, you had to have a jury, all of them 100% say he 100% did it. You know, like there's no doubt in their mind. That's how you convince
someone.
But see,
this is how they get you is because after that verdict was done, he's in prison and now he's a new lawyer who's bringing up more information and saying the first lawyers should have brought all this up and finding a new witness, finding things like that after he's already been convicted. So, because there wasn't any, you know, things like that. So like Angel and I both like docuseries. The other one that we both really like was The Pharmacist, which is about a pharmacist in New Orleans. And you know,
right after Katrina
drugs, you know,
it's prescription drugs. It's his son was murdered and led him into this, on this path. And then it started with the prescription drugs.
Yeah. And then to stop crime that was happening.
And it was
because he's a pharmacist and stuff.
And it was only 1 season. I think it's like 6 or 7 episodes. It was really short
episodes, but it's really good. So I really
enjoyed it too.
And on that same,
and it's true. It's all, that's all
yes,
based on,
which is
truth,
another reason,
you know?
I like is you're giving up somebody's real story. The other one was called How to Fix a Drug Scandal. And it's very similar. So it's,
How to Fix a Drug Scandal. I haven't even heard that. Like Making a Murderer, I heard because that was very popular and big, you know?
I think The Pharmacist I told you about.
I tell you? I think I might've told you.
I think I saw it first. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is that the last one, How to Fix a Drug Scandal, sounds like something completely different, but it's actually a documentary about 2 of the state chemists that work in the drug testing lab when people have drugs confiscated from them and they're, they're going to court and going to be punished and go to jail, whatever. They have to verify that the drugs are actually drugs and stuff like that. And so the drugs come in a lot in certain areas and a lot of the time, and they're testing all these drugs every day. And some of them just wasn't testing. She was just kind of looking at it and saying yes or no. And like, so
wow, she's just not doing her job.
No. But a lot of those cases then have to be thrown out because they don't. Wow. So these people have been wrongly convicted, possibly. So it's like this whole thing. I mean, yeah, because you don't know if it was convicted or not. You know what I mean? Like, right, you don't know if this person should have been, and now they don't have the evidence. And then the other one, there's about two chemists that were doing this. The other one had a very serious drug problem and was using the drugs while she was working on the job. So then like everything she tested when she was on drugs, like you can't, that's not, insane. You know, so it was interesting. It was another documentary, six parts, you know, an hour.
And that's Netflix.
And I think, that's Netflix too, I believe. I didn't look it up. Sorry. I think it is. Okay. So that's a docuseries ones that we liked. So what else?
What's the word?
Abducted in Plain Sight.
No, I was going to say Cheer. So there's
Cheer. Cheer. Opposites. Cheer is way different. Abducted in Plain Sight is, I did watch it. Did you watch it or did I just tell you about it?
No, you told me the whole thing. So I feel like I really do not need to watch it. I mean, it was just, you told me the whole thing.
You want to talk about seeing something and being like, what?
We don't have time.
I'm just saying, you said earlier where you're just like shocked and like, I can't believe this. That happens like every single episode of that show.
And that's real life. Abduction.
It really happened.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Cheer. I was like, at the end, I was like, you know?
Okay, Karen. So Cheer is a docuseries as well, but it is about community college cheerleading team. National champions many years in a row. Many times.
And I was really impressed with those cheerleaders.
If you've ever seen a championship, like national championship, college level, you know that these people work. They work.
Their bodies are put through a lot.
It is amazing.
And the girls, they would just throw them up and sometimes they would catch them and sometimes they wouldn't. And one girl just, bam, fell on the ground like a pancake, bless her heart.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was really good. And so actually,
we both enjoyed that one. And it's not, if you're like, oh, I'm not going to like cheerleading, it's not like they're out there every day, like, okay, girls, with their pom pom. It's not like bring it on. Okay. It's actually like they're doing their workouts, they're doing their routines, they're sweating, they're like working as a team, they all have their personal issues. Like it's a real, you know, show. Really. It's not just about cheering and it's not moms or something.
The coach, Monica, was on Dancing with the Stars recently. And she is a hard like coach. Like she just is like, you have a sprained ankle, go tape it up and get back on the mat.
Yeah.
I was like, she is for sure.
Yeah. And she does have a relationship with them because they all love her. You know what
she
I mean?
Does.
Like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
That's good.
She's very caring, you know, has a big heart. So I did like that.
Okay.
One that I think we both watched too, The Queen's Gambit.
Yes, The Queen's Gambit, I really liked about a fictional female chess player. But the way they told the story was really good. It was very interesting. It wasn't just like watching chess matches the whole time.
And I'm going to tell you, it's not boring because I keep telling people, like, please watch it because it's very good and it's about chess. And as soon as I say that it's about chess, they're like,
somebody described it as like a rock and roll version of chess, of a chess player. And I'm like, that makes sense. Cause like, you know, there's like drugs, there's love, there's like competition, there's all kinds of stuff.
And she is pretty badass, you know?
Yes, so that she is. And it goes through from her childhood and her difficulties in her life. So it's really her coming into her own self as an adult and you know, who she's become.
And
so we really like that one.
I don't know if there needs to be a second season of that.
No,
like the way they did it, I hope they don't either. Don't ruin it. It was good. Let's move on.
I don't. I feel like it's already like complete as who she became, and it's closed. Closure. Okay, so we both like that one. We both like The Crown. Angela's mad. She has to wait for the next season.
I love The Crown. So The Crown obviously is about Queen Elizabeth, the second, her reign. First and second season is one cast. Then the third and fourth season, they have a whole new cast because they're aging. Mm-hmm. And now that we're going to have a fifth and sixth season with a whole new cast, which we just finished the fourth season. So they haven't even cast the fifth and sixth season, more or less started on it. So we're probably looking 2022 before we get another episode of The Crown.
But we do like it. It does have some history in it. Of course, it's for entertainment. Mm-hmm. So we don't know how true to every conversation it is. A lot of it is very true.
The first and second were, it was more history. Whereas I feel like this third and fourth, it's more, especially this last season, the fourth season, they brought Diana in. And it's a lot of back and forth conversations that you're like, Do you really think that happened?
Yeah, no. Yes. And we don't know what happened behind closed doors between Diana and Charles. But I did look up if Diana and Camilla had lunch together.
They did.
And they did. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm. so some of it, now, do we know what they said? No, we don't know what they said. But we do know some of those things, you know, where they were at and things were happening. I like that it shows Elizabeth from when she was very young, starting in the mm-hmm. beginning and kind of how she came into this role as the queen and what the crown was, you know, because it's not something you're just and like know how to do.
She was queen very young.
22, I think, 21, something.
Her prime minister was Winston Churchill.
Yep. So and that, yeah, and it has a lot of other very important historical figures in it as well, which is really interesting. So
did you like this last, so obviously the prime minister is a big deal because the queen mm-hmm. interacts with him so much. Did you like the last season four? They talked about the prime minister. It was Margaret Thatcher. How did you like that?
And I thought that the actress, Gillian, what's her name? Scully. Yeah.
Is it Moore?
Yes. No, it's not. Okay. Sorry. I cannot remember her name. The one who was on X-Files.
I think
Julianne Moore, someone else. But let's just keep talking.
I think I'm right.
Okay, well, I'll look it up while we're talking and then I'll come back and let everybody know. Okay, Karen. Okay. But I thought she did an excellent job.
I thought so too.
She was so much in that role that it was hard to even recognize that it was her as an actress.
Like you forget.
And at first I'm like, oh, it is her. Like her voice was different. And I don't mm-hmm. think they used prosthetics on her face. I think she just they used makeup, I'm sure, but she just really must have studied Margaret Thatcher a lot.
Her mannerisms, her hair, you know, it was really good.
So that was impressive. Yeah. So The Crown, if you haven't seen it, is one of our faves.
Love The Crown.
What else do we both like? We both like...
Okay, let's talk about... how about just... Let's just throw it out there and get it done with. Cobra Kai. Y'all. It is. So Cobra Kai based on obviously Karate Kid, and it has Ralph, what's his name? Macchio, whatever. Yeah. He's in there. And the guy that played Johnny, I don't know his name in real life. But you know, the one that he does the little crown, he does the kick like that at the end.
Yeah. The bad guy. The bad kid.
So he's in it.
And so it's a lot of the original people.
Yes.
Which is so fun.
It's the third season just dropped and they're only 30 minutes. So they're very easy to watch, very quick to watch. You are on season one or two?
I just started season two.
Okay. Cause I'm waiting for the third season. Cause Betsy, we were going to kind of watch it together.
I would say it's just kind of it's not really sitcom. It's just kind of
no,
there's some funny scenes. It's just kind of just a little show. I mean,
it's nostalgic kind of.
Yeah. Right. And just, you know, things like that.
But it is fun just to binge, just to, you know, to me, binging TV is to sit down and just
not have to think about it.
Right. And this for sure fits that.
For sure. This is one where you could be doing other things at the same time. Now The Crown, I'm like, I'm going to sit and watch it.
Right.
But like same with Cobra Kai, I can have on. I'm like, oh, I'm doing dishes. I'm over here doing this. I'm on my phone. Whereas like The Crown, I'm like, no, I want to like watch.
You know what I mean? You want to see.
So this
everything.
Is more just like light TV just to pass the time because you can't go out and see anybody.
And speaking of light TV, enough. So speaking of kind of like lighthearted, easy to watch and quick, another one is Derry Girls, D-E-R-R-Y. And the only, now I would say,
how did you hear about Dairy this one? Because I was surprised that you
Leslie.
Okay. Because I had seen it and you asked me, I was like, yeah, I watched it. How'd you even hear about it? Okay, Leslie.
So I tried to watch this and do something else, but this is set in Northern Ireland when I guess there was tensions between Ireland and England and Catholics and Protestants, and their accents are so thick. Now they speak English, but they are, it is so thick. And I told Betsy after the first episode, I was like, I'm only getting a couple. I'm not getting every word that they are saying.
They speak so really quickly also.
Yes. Yeah, so the, you said the kids to watch.
They're high school girls.
It's based on high school girls, which Betsy said, oh, it reminds us of when we were in high school. And I was like, oh, we were nothing like this. These are some bad girls. But they went to a
One of them is bad. The other ones are just like, you know.
They're bad. Anyway. They're all bad. One is, she's not bad. She knows what they're doing is wrong in every episode, but she's still right there with them going with it. But so I would recommend if you watch this, and it's very quick to watch. It's 30 minutes. It's like 20 to 25 minutes. Only 6 episodes for the first season, 6 for the second. So look at that, y'all. But watch it with the subtitles because you're going to be like,
turn on the subtitles. Yes.
Because I'm like watching it and I'm thinking, I don't know. But every episode, there has been a part where I bust out laughing.
Oh, well, see, that's good.
Just, it's yes, funny. It. They really are. Those girls are hilarious. One girl just can't stop saying, you know, MF-er. And it is so shocking sometimes when she says it, but it's funny.
Okay. So,
but it has language.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good. Good. I like
that. So, what else do you have? Yeah. You watch both seasons, right?
So, let's transition from Dairy Girl into some other that are pretty lighthearted. Dead to Me. Although it's about a murder, it's still lighthearted, yes. I think.
I think it's funny. Christine Applegate.
Yes, Christine Applegate. And I can't remember the other girl's.
Yeah, I don't know either.
The actress, but she's a famous actress. I just can't remember her name.
Is she?
Yeah, she's pretty well known. She's been in a few other things. Leslie will tell you what all she's been in.
Yeah, she probably will. James Marsden joined season two, right?
He was in season one too, also.
Oh, yes, he was. Yeah, he was. I'm just thinking of the brother thing. I really like Dead to Me. Are they having more of that? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm guessing they would because it didn't end like with full closure. So yeah. I feel like they'd have another one. So we liked it. It's funny. It's about the two girls' friendship, you know, after like a hit and run. And it's just, they're very quirky characters. Both of them are kind of quirky. And so... it's a little bit of a mystery, like what exactly happened. They're trying to, you know, you're trying to uncover what happened with the hit and run and what else is going on in their own life and their backstories. But the way they play off of each other is cute. And so it's funny. There's different scenarios that are pretty funny.
The brunette, sometimes you're like, what are you thinking?
She's a little crazy though.
Yeah. And she's like, I just can't tell a lie. So I'm going to go tell the cops all this. And I'm like, oh no. Yeah. And Christina Applegate's like, oh no, you're not.
Yeah.
You're going to sit right here and we're going to get drunk. You know, like she.
So she's a little cray cray in the first season. And then the second season, Christina Applegate, it's your start to be like, yeah, that's not smart. What are you doing?
No, so, I know. Yeah.
So it's cute. So Dead to Me was cute.
It is really like that. Cute.
Did you like, what's the Drew Barrymore with the.
Oh, Santa Clarita Diet.
Yes. Did you like that?
See, that's why I was wondering if Dead to Me is over, because Santa Clarita Diet, which there's not too much further you could have gone with it, but yes, I did like it and I enjoyed it, which was about zombies and I'm not that type of person. But I liked it.
On Netflix?
Yes. And they just stopped it. I think it was two seasons and it was just like, okay, we're done. So they really didn't really wrap it up. And I heard that the cast wanted another season to completely wrap it up, but it was just over. So, but I did enjoy Santa Clarita Diet. I did. It's just mindless.
On Amazon,
really quick.
On Amazon Prime, did you watch Catastrophe?
No.
No. Okay. That one is about a couple who basically like has a one night stand and end up pregnant. And then they're like,
oh my gosh.
He's American and she's from, that's just the beginning though. I mean, it's not really what it's about. And she's in England and he's like,
catastrophe.
Well, I'm just going to move here. And she's like, okay, we're doing this. Like every step of the way, they're just like, okay, this is happening. So they end up, eventually they end up getting married. They have another baby. Like it's just a whole
wow. thing.
It's very funny the way it's done, you know, with their starting off that is like, I mean, that's like episode one and you're like, what? Like it just goes, it goes pretty quickly, wow.
really
but quick. It's about their relationship and the catastrophe of what's happening.
Can I just say this as a disclaimer?
Yes.
If I'm going to binge something, I'm first going to go to Netflix because all I have to do is press a button and Netflix pops up. If I go to Amazon Prime, I have to hit a button and then hit another button and then go to Amazon Prime.
Two buttons?
Yeah, it's three actually. So,
do you ever watch DVDs? Because you have to like get them out of the other room. You have to open the case.
You have to
take the DVD and put it in the player. Then you have to push all the buttons on the player.
Yeah, I know. It's that rarely happens. And I have a lot of DVDs.
Oh my gosh, Angela, you were cracking me up. Okay, so you don't watch as much on Amazon Prime.
Unless there's something.
Series. They have a lot of movies. I don't think they have as many series, especially original content. They do have, I'm going to name a few other ones that I did really like.
Let's go back to Netflix and then we'll come back to Amazon.
Well, I'm just going like same genre. That's why I said catastrophe.
Okay. Well, you know what was a catastrophe? I thought what? Sweet Magnolias.
Ooh, I didn't watch it because I could tell I was going to hate it.
I'm just going to tell you.
I was like,
my cousin Kim, she's married. So cousin-in-law, but whatever. She was like, oh, it's so good. I love it. So I watched and I was like, what? No, this is just too much. Their accents to me are way too much. It's over the top. Whole thought process is too much. There is a good looking guy in there though, but most of it is just like way too much. Like the way she lets her kids talk to her, the way the accents really, really bother me because you're from the South kind of, and I am, and I don't talk like that.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If you are from
like
the South,
dripping with honey and it's too much.
Yeah. And I saw the trailer for it because they were really promoting it there for a little while. And when it was new and I was like, it seems to me like it's a series, but it looks like a Hallmark movie.
Mm-hmm.
In like 10 episodes.
That's like really, that's very movie. Good. I like how you put that.
Okay.
Yeah. And the way they ended it, there's probably going to be a season two.
I guess you're not going to watch it.
I don't know.
Look, they fix their accents.
Sometimes I feel like I am with you, so I need to stick with you and watch it.
Yes.
But there's two that came out. The Umbrella Academy, which I watched the first season and enjoyed, but I have not watched the second season at all.
Oh, really?
That's on Netflix. No, I don't know why, because I liked the first one.
I watched both seasons, yeah.
Okay, so you liked it? Because I thought that's good enough. I did like
it. It is definitely not your normal genre, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like superhero miniseries.
And I think I need to shout out again, Dr. Brown, because he's the one that got me into that one and The Boys on Amazon Prime. They came out at the same time too.
Okay.
I
both like The Umbrella Academy. Like I said,
okay.
It's kind of superhero-ish, but it's kids. And so it tells you a little bit more about their relationship. It's not just like straight superhero. That's probably why you did like it, is because it does a little backstories and the dynamics between them.
They were all born the same day.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it's interesting. And I did like season two as well. So.
And I'm surprised I haven't watched it. So, but I need to because, what else? Oh, so this has nothing to do with, nothing to do with the Umbrella Academy or The Boys. But did you see You?
Yes. Suspense, drama, not a comedy, creepy, but really like intense and you don't want to stop watching. It's one that it's freaking 12:30. I have to go to bed. Yeah. Like why? But I just want to watch one more episode. Like it's,
I have never, never binged a whole thing. Like I binge like, you know, two or three episodes. When you second season came out, my niece Dana came down. We watched the entire second season in a day. We started at like 8 or 9 o'clock that morning and we took a break to go get something for lunch. And then at 6 or 7, we were
I could see that.
Wow.
And it's definitely one that's shocking. Like almost every episode we're like, what?
Yes.
Like it's, yes. It really gets you involved. So I really liked it. I'm sure there's going to be another season.
I was just about to say the way they ended it.
Yeah.
There has to be. So please Netflix, for the love, do a third season of You.
Okay.
I don't know how they couldn't because it's so popular.
So drama, suspense, thriller. This is not as like, you know, jump out and get you, but it's definitely like the suspense part of it. Did you watch Homecoming on Amazon Prime with Julie Roberts?
No. I was thinking Homecoming with Beyonce. I watched that, but that was her concert.
So
it probably would be.
Because
I was like, I'm crazy in love. Yeah, no. Completely different.
It's
on what? It's on Amazon Prime?
It's on Amazon Prime and it is, I don't know how many, maybe like 8 or 10. There's one season that's out right now. I don't know if they're doing another one.
Wait, how did you explain it before I write it down? Did you say like suspenseful drama?
Suspense thriller.
Yeah. Well, I like it.
Yes. It's not graphic or anything.
Okay.
So it's soldiers that come home from war and when they're done with their whatever service, they go to a facility in Florida and she's a counselor there. So she works with them as far as like mental health counseling, different things. And they stay there and then they stay for like, I don't know, a month. And then they go back to like their regular civilian life or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the premise. But as she's talking to people, more and more stuff starts coming out. And like, so it's like, wait, what happened? Ooh. And like different things with train, different things. People have different issues. And she finds out she has different issues and involved in stuff that like she's blocked from her memory. So it's very interesting, but it's definitely like suspense. But it's Julia Roberts. So
well, that's interesting. Yeah, I might have to see that then.
And I think it's only like 8 episodes. So you're gonna have to hit 2 buttons to get to that one.
It's 3, Karen.
For Amazon Prime.
Yes. I used to just have one button.
Have Amazon Prime.
And then I think one of the kids messed up that button. So now I have to go, then go.
Wow. We messed up the button. Did you see?
So talking about like drama and suspense, more drama, not at all suspense. Did you watch 13 Reasons Why?
No, I did. I watched like half of the first season and I was frustrated. The book came out when I was teaching middle school and I already had issues with the book. And then, cause I read it, cause everybody was, all my kids were reading it. And there was
really, I don't even know it was a book.
Oh yeah.
That must've been the same time 50 Shades came out. Cause
adults were reading 50 Shades, the kids are reading that. It was a really popular combination. And it was, you know, so my kids were saying stuff in class about it, like, they would say to each other, like, reason 11 when they were mad at someone. Like they really were, yeah. And I'm like, okay, this.
So did you read the book?
I read the book. And then I watched about half of the series. And then you know, I probably had like 15% of my kids, my students at the time. So 15% of 140 kids read the book. But once the Netflix series came out, it was like 95% of the kids watched it because it's TV. It's easier for them to like binge on and watch. And they were all talking about it. And I was like, this isn't really great for understanding suicide and revenge and like relationship. It was just not good. Mm-hmm. The book was better than the series. The ending, even the suicide was just different. I mean, it was just pills.
It was so graphic.
Yes, exactly.
The suicide part.
Yeah.
And then the second season, because I watched the first, I watched the second.
I was just annoyed then that they even made a second season because like, this doesn't even make sense. Now you're just trying to make money.
Oh, which and the second season Netflix, made me so, there was another extremely graphic scene in that I think they just wanted to kind of say, just to see how far they could push the boundaries to shock you. And they did. And then the third season, I did not see the last season. The third season, I was like, why are these kids? And I mean kids, because you, every one of them are 18 or younger. They are children.
Yeah.
Why are they taking like the law into their hands and they are outsmarting adults, which that's not going to happen, kids. I'm just telling you right now, if there's any kids that listen, it's not going to happen.
Sorry.
This is not going to work out for y'all. So that kind of made me, because it made, I feel like it gave them power. Like they are smarter than adults, and that's not true, you know? So I didn't even watch the fourth season because I was just so fed up, and I won't, I'm just done with that.
So I don't, I would say if you're a parent and you're thinking about letting your kids watch it, or I would just say, watch it yourself and, you know, or watch it with them so you can talk to them and be like, that's not right. You know, like just have a good grasp on what it is before you start watching it. So that's that. I did want to say, so we're on kind of more serious drama stuff, but I wanted to mention a couple from Amazon Prime that are more drama and like historical drama. One is Poldark, Poldark, Poldark. And the other one is Man in the High Castle.
Okay, hold on. Is Poldark English?
Yes.
Okay, because I could see you throwing something in that I gotta read.
You gotta read subtitles after you click three buttons to get to Amazon Prime. So,
Poldark, what is Poldark?
Poldark, I believe, takes place in like the American Revolution. Don't quote me on that because I saw like one.
Wait, episode. George Washington? Wait, like you saw one episode and you're bringing it up?
Just a second. I'm bringing it up because I only saw one episode because Sean didn't want to watch it with me, but I have a ton of friends that really, really like it and I trust their judgment. So if you've seen Poldark, let us know what you think, because Angela and I might want to watch it with you. That's what I wanted to say. You don't know. Like The Crown. Why do you think you're not going to wait? You don't want anything on American soil that has to do with history. Is that what it is, Angela?
I mean, is that time really like, I mean, I
don't know. What time period do you not like? Because we're going to talk about Bridgerton in a minute and all these other
times. I really like that.
Okay. Yeah. Just a second. So, and then the other one is Man in the High Castle, which
you've told me about that,
which is historical, but it's like fiction and it's very interesting because it's like, what if World War II did not end the way that it did? And then the US is taken over. It's just very, very interesting premise. And so there's
now
just
different sides. How many seasons of that?
Two, I believe maybe three.
And you've seen it all?
I've not finished the last season. I saw part of it and we need to go back and revisit. What happened was, it's kind of like, did you ever see the, no, I don't know. Anyway, we watched first season, loved it, watched the second season, most of it. And there was like, you know, if there's like one or two episodes in a row that are kind of slow, the drag, you just kind of like start watching other stuff. And then you're like, oh yeah. And I even felt that way in this last season of The Crown, believe it or not. There was one or two episodes that I was like, that episode was really slow. And then the next episode.
I felt bad about season three.
Yeah. And then the next episode was okay. So I was like, okay, I'm back in it. But if there's two or three in a row that are slow, I'm going to sit down to watch TV with Sean and I'm going to be like, did you want to watch that?
And we're
kind
of
like, you know.
Yeah. If it's slow, it's going to be harder for us to binge.
Yes.
So come on, people. Let's pick up that pace. Going.
I mean, if it's a movie, that's one thing, if it's slow in the middle, but I'm not going to stop it. But if it's, I got to push three buttons to watch another episode of Man in the High Castle. So
well,
anyway,
technically if it's already going, you just hit one button to go back.
Oh, okay. If you already had it up. Okay. So Man in the High Castle, I did really like, it's very interesting because there's not a lot of other ones that are done that way that are like historical, but fiction. So it's very, I mean, fiction and anyway. Okay. So that's just the two that I wanted to mention from that.
Can I mention one then on Netflix that is really good? Yeah. Like suspense.
Drama?
Is with.
Okay. You said
Jack
Ryan, which is on Prime, right?
Yes. It's Prime. Okay. It's with John. Is it Krasinski? That's his last name. Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all, it is so good. So first season, there's only been two. First season is set in one location. Second season completely set in a different location. And actually the second season, you're like, what happened to the girl? Like, because there's a girl in the first season, and then the second season you're like, are they not together anymore? And they never address it.
What?
But it's really weird, but it's so good. They're doing a third season, and I think that's set somewhere in Europe. But he is hot, so hot.
But it's really good. Even if he wasn't, it's still a really good show. It's not just because he's hot. Okay,
they don't like it. It's very, very good. Okay. So I highly, highly recommend Jack Ryan.
I do. Yeah, I know a lot of people, men and women, that both really like that show. So,
and it's the same like character, obviously, Jack Ryan that Harrison Ford played in The Clear and Present Danger and something else. And Ben Affleck, I think, played him. Alec Baldwin played him. It's that Tom Clancy Jack Ryan character.
Okay.
This is when he's very young, though. Okay. Okay.
So we are at 35 minutes, I believe, about, because I stopped it with Sean. So I think
it's not stopped.
Okay.
So something similar to Jack Ryan on Netflix. So pop back to Netflix, and we're just hopping all over the place. Is Bodyguard. Have you seen
that? No, I haven't, but you told me you liked it.
Yes. His name is Richard Madden, and it's one season, and I think that's it. They're just going to have one season, but I really enjoyed it. And again, they have an accent. So I was like, so you need to pay attention. But I really did like it. And there was a part that I was like, so
there you go.
When I go like that, it's good, y'all.
It's good. It's keeping you entertained. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just wanted to drop a few names, and these you probably have already heard of. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Prime.
Oh yes, on Prime.
Very cute. Just
it is really cute.
Happy I like the show.
It's set in like the
50s. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, her outfits are really cute.
Yeah, so that's a fun little show. And there's, I think, three seasons
too.
Then there's a show called Modern Love. Now, Angela, if you haven't seen this, I think you'd like it, because each episode is a different, like, mini story about
seen it.
Oh, you have? Have you seen all of it?
Yes, yes.
Isn't it cute? So it's not all romantic love. Like, you know, one's about a girl who befriends the front doorman. Yeah.
Yes.
At her building in New York City.
Yeah.
And they end up having, like, you know, almost a father-daughter relationship over time. And it's just really neat. It's cute. It's a cute type, you know, little and every episode.
One
kind of love.
Yes. Generally, and they don't connect to the other one. So you can watch. It doesn't. Yeah. I really did enjoy that. I like the whole concept too.
Yes. So those two Marvelous.
And it has some big names in it, which
are both on Prime. And then the other one I want to mention on Prime is called Enlightened, and it's with Laura Dern. It's Laura Dern. Oh. She's in tons of stuff lately.
She's all over the place.
She is. She's like HBO and Netflix and Prime and all these shows.
What's Enlightened about?
She plays like a corporate, I don't know what her official corporate businesswoman, and she kind of like has a breakdown, and she goes to in a way stay place for her mental health and spirituality,
like,
and
comes a rehab
back. Yeah, like a rehab kind of, but not one that's like mandated. She just goes, and she comes back like a free loving spirit, like, you know, she has her hair down like mine, and she's wearing skirts, and she's like, well, it's all about, you know, this and that. And so she comes back in, and her company has to rehire her for whatever loophole reason, even though she was pretty much let go. So she's hired as like the lowest thing. She's like in the mailroom or something, but she's trying to talk to everybody and like be this way. And the longer she's there, I mean, you can see she's a little off her rocker still in some ways, but then the longer she's there, she starts seeing, just different problems, like with corporate fraud and different things that she's like becoming more and more aware of, that when she,
and it's enlightenment.
Yeah. Enlightened. She is
enlightened.
So if you like Laura Dern, I think you'd like that. It's like drama, but it's kind of, some of the things she does are kind of funny. You know, I don't think it's quirky. It's not like, you know, all like sitcom.
Yeah.
So those are the ones that I wanted to mention. And then I also wanted to say Fleabag is on Amazon Prime. And
I watched that.
Some people like Fleabag, some people don't. Disclaimer, it's kind of raunchy, it's kind of in your face. So just
disclaimer, didn't like it. Did you like it?
I didn't, it wasn't my favorite.
It wasn't mine either. It wasn't.
Some things I was like, huh. Redeeming at the end, she was a better person. Like, she was, you know, gotten better. But I don't know. I didn't, it kind of depends on if that's your sense of humor. Sean liked it.
Yeah.
It wasn't really mine. But I was like, meh. And then the other thing on Amazon Prime is they have a lot of good comedy shows, like stand-up comedy. Like you can watch a lot of Jim Gaffigan and a bunch of different, if you like comedians, if you like that kind of stuff, you can binge watch that stuff because they have tons of different stuff like that on Amazon Prime. Okay.
Back to you. Okay. There's another one on Netflix that the kids love. And you know, I'm so young.
The high school kids are like, or do you want, because I can talk about Little Baby Bum.
Okay. We're not talking about
Daniel like Tiger.
I'm talking about
Coco Melon.
Like high school kids. Yeah.
Oh, okay. High schoolers. I don't think they like those shows.
It is Outer Banks. Because you know, high school, I mean, what they like generally does become popular and then we end up watching it. Did you see Outer Banks?
I didn't, but I have
watched. Yeah. It's, so they've only done one season. I think right now they're in the middle of filming season two, and it was okay. It was just what you expect. Not a whole lot. And it
again, mindless back, drama, mindless TV. High school. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So
another one that felt like a high school one, but she's not actually supposed to be a high schooler.
I know. Emily in Paris,
right? Which was like in the top 10 for a while. I'm like, oh, I'll watch this. Like, oh, a fashion person in Paris. Not my favorite.
What?
Did you like it?
So it was very easy and very quick to watch. I mean,
she just
30
annoyed
minutes
me.
Long.
Yes.
This is what annoyed me about her. She goes to Paris. She's not supposed to, but she ends up in Paris. She doesn't speak a flip of French.
Yes.
But everything works out.
That's what I told you. I was like,
yes.
It's like they tell her, don't do this. That's not how things work around here. And she does them anyway. And she's like 22 years old American girl.
Yeah, because she knows everything.
And she knows everything. And then it's like, oh, actually, the guy who hates it when you do that actually loved when you did it because you're cute and American. So now she's got the biggest contract of the year for our company. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? And it doesn't just happen that way once, every time, like in her
work. Every episode, something like that.
Every work situation, she fumbles through it and does stuff not the way she should. I mean, by reason of being a foreigner there, but also by reason of just using common sense. And then it's just like, oh, but look, it worked out and it was successful for you. I'm like,
and if we're spoiling it for you, I'm sorry, but. And there's not one thing that she does and it just goes bad, like real life goes bad.
So she's never going to learn anything.
In real life, things don't work out like that. You know, you're just like, if this is how it's always done and you go different, generally it doesn't work out, you know, because
you're a new person there and you don't speak the language. Like, so I just felt like she seemed like she was very, very young, naive, immature. And I felt like I was watching a high school girl.
And I'm like, who gives her all these responsibilities? They're like, oh, whatever, you can do it. And I'm like, why would you let her do it? Why, you're the owner of the company. Yes. Why would you let her do it? No, that's not going to happen in real life. They're going to be like, go to the mailroom.
Yeah.
You know, work on your French and go to the mailroom.
Yeah. So you liked it, I feel like, because it was fashion. It was Paris and she's drinking wine and the guy is cute.
A lot. Yes. The guy. Yeah. Okay.
So those are the pros. We already listed the cons of Emily.
All the guys are good looking. There's not just like one guy. There's like which is an older guy that's married.
Unrealistic.
Yeah. And all in her life. And you're just like, really? Really?
Yeah.
So I did like that part.
Yeah.
But also I got a little anxious for her because I could not see myself. Now we took French in high school, 3 years of it. Could you see yourself just moving to France tomorrow? And
no, well, it would depend. It'd be different. If like everybody that she works with does speak English.
Yes.
It's not like she cannot do her work and she can't communicate. But at the same time,
but people on the streets and everything, they don't.
No, but like what do you need to know? Like the metro signs or like getting a taxi,
how to
like
talk,
you can figure that out.
I like to talk. I want to, if I said, you know, I talk to the cashier when I'm checking out. If there is a cashier now, most everyone has self-checkout.
Well,
there's my W-2 for that.
This
anyway,
is an issue from you going from South Mississippi to Paris because people don't want to talk to you all the time in other places, Angela. You don't need to talk to the cashier. You just need to give them your money and move along.
That's a shame.
It's not the South. You may have this issue when you move anywhere else in the U.S. You're like, I'm just trying to talk to people. And they're like, okay, lady. Like, okay, Karen, yeah, just get out of here, woman.
You're right. That
you're holding up the line. Okay, so Emily in Paris.
Yeah.
Did you like Virgin River?
I was just about to mention Virgin River. I've seen it pop up on Netflix. I'm like, whatever, Virgin River. I don't even know what that is. But then I read that it overtook The Crown and it's like the number one Netflix show. So I thought, really? Maybe I should watch it. Yes. And it's a small town called Virgin River in like somewhere California. And I like it. I'm almost done with season one and there's only two seasons. And my friend Denise, shout out Denise. She was like, I can't believe I didn't tell you about this. I love Virgin River. So I've really enjoyed it. They're a little bit longer. They're like 45 minutes to 55 minutes. So, but I have enjoyed Virgin River. It's okay. About a nurse practitioner that moves to this town. And you kind of see there's a guy, Jake. Jake's always generally a good guy.
It's a good name.
In a movie. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
He lives there and she's, you know, it's kind of flashback with why she moved, things like that. But I am enjoying Virgin River.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. So yes. The little easygoing little rom-com drama, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, hold on, before we talk about that one, I think we should talk about the relaxing thing.
No, I was going to talk about that last as a finale.
Oh, okay.
Because I like it so much better than this one that we're about to talk about. Okay, so next I want to talk about Bridgerton. And to lead into this, I asked Angela because she had seen it before me. And she said, it's like Pride and Prejudice meets Magic Mike. And then we put it on Instagram and somebody said, Pride and Prejudice meets Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl.
Mm-hmm. Now I have what I think is the perfect description. You ready?
Oh, okay. Mom wasn't, but go ahead.
Sex in the City in 1813.
Oh.
London. That could be like Sex in the City, London, 1813.
Yes.
Sex in the City, London. I mean, because somebody's narrating it and it's a lot of sex. It's
that's why I said Magic Mike. Like I wasn't going to say 50 Shades because it's not like that tying up thing. But it is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of sex. It shows a lot of sex.
It's not just like people are sleeping with each other. Like there's a lot of sex.
My friend actually just sent me a text and she was like, so watching Bridgerton, enjoying it. Didn't realize it's a porno.
Yeah, right. I mean, so I was like, oh, people are having affairs and stuff. The first episode, second episode. But then I said, well, finally, like they're married. Like, you know, we're not going to see. And you're like, oh, you're just at the part where they got married. There's a lot more sex that coming up. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
it starts off within the first 5 minutes.
Yes.
You're like whoa.
People are,
wasn't expecting that because it's set.
Yes.
Back then. Yeah. And that just, yeah.
And it doesn't just say it. It's, you know, like say Downton Abbey, it alluded to the fact that people were having relationships or like sneaking off doing mm-hmm. this or this happened. You know, we knew when somebody had an affair and they shouldn't have. But this is like people are naked and you're watching them having sex. Like it's like it's showing it to you. So
if that's I not don't your know taste, if we're
just so you
we
know,
we might actually be selling it more or
yeah. Some of our audience might want to watch it now and some might not. You know, we're just letting you know what we found. Okay. So the
I will
story
say this
I like
is what I liked.
I like the story. Go ahead.
It's Shonda Rhimes that did Grey's Anatomy and a lot of other stuff. Mm-hmm. This is her first thing to do on Netflix. I really enjoyed when they were doing the dancing scenes. Mm-hmm. They brought in, they use modern music. Did you not like that?
I love the music. Okay, so I love the music. I love how they modernized that part of it because it made it very, very interesting. It didn't feel as slow as right. know, some of like the BBC Pride and Prejudice.
And when you first heard the song, were you like, wait, what is this song? Because it's just instrumental. It's
instrumental. So you're like, yes, oh, this is a song I know. Yeah.
Yes. I loved that they did that.
Yeah. So I do like that modernization of it in those ways. And the characters, it just seems more modern. You know, what they were dealing with and stuff was at that time, but they kind of, you know, modernized it. I did like all that. So those were positives. The actress, side note, the actress, one of the actresses from Dairy Girls is in it.
Super oh yeah. Fun.
And I was like, oh, she's just watched Penelope. Dairy Girls and she's in this one too.
Right, right.
So yeah, the guys are very attractive. Angela would say that's a pro.
It always right? is.
That's a pro.
Always.
So yeah, so just know going into it, that's what you're going to see, you know? So if you're someone that fast forwards that stuff, you're going to be fast forwarding a lot.
You're going to see not much.
You're going to get like a 15 minute show out of an hour of talk. The rest is going to be.
So this is, and I wonder, it's so popular right now though.
Yeah.
Don't you think they have to have a season two?
Oh, 100%. 100%. They're going to
my understanding because I, after I watched this, cause I watched this very quick cause it's easy. It's so easy to watch.
Yeah.
And it's not long, but I went and read on it. It's based on books, several books, like each character has their own book and everyone like Anthony, I don't know. They're all
the family, the Bridgerton family. Yes. See, I'd be interested in reading those books. Cause I did wonder like, what about her younger sister who doesn't want to like, you know, what's go her out name? And get married.
And the names are A, B, C, Elise? D, E.
Elise. Yeah.
Because it's Anthony, Benedict, Colin, Daphne.
Oh, I didn't watch know that. Daphne. Okay.
Yeah. You didn't?
Mm-mm.
E is
Eloise.
I don't know what. Eloise. Yeah.
She's good friends with Penelope. So that's what it is.
Yeah.
I might read the books because I'm sure they're not going to like have. It's just going to be different. So anyway, so that's our take on Bridgerton. So, you know,
yeah,
which is really popular. So, wait, now.
Did we give it thumbs up or thumbs down?
I gave it, I wouldn't recommend it.
Really? It depends who asked me. That's what I'm going to say. Like, it depends who asked me. Cause a friend asked me about it. And I was like, oh yeah, you would. I think you would.
Yeah.
You'd be fine with it. Yeah.
So judging on your taste.
On my taste or my friend's taste?
I'm talking to our audience.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's 100%. So you heard what we said about it. So you decide yourself. We're not going to tell you what to do.
Yes.
It's a new year, new us.
So not like really. I said, if you like Downton Abbey, but you got to remember Downton Abbey combined with Sex and the City.
That's really good.
If you like Sex and the City, you'll like it. And you know, Downton Abbey style.
Now, can I tell you, did the queen get on your nerves a little bit?
Yeah, she did. She did.
She got on
not at the end yet, which I'm hoping at the end they tell us who the mystery writer is, but I don't know if they're going to tell us in this season or if they're going to carry it on. So who knows?
No, they tell you. I'll tell you that. I'm not telling you who it is.
You sound very disappointed.
Well, but that's okay. Don't tell me. I'm kind of disappointed that they told you. Because I thought that would be something to you know, go
to continue,
through if there's more seasons. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm not disappointed on who it is. I was disappointed in that they told you. Yeah.
Were you disappointed at the end of Gossip Girl?
Yes, for sure.
me too. I was like, that's crap.
Hey, hold on. Can you hold on? Okay.
So lastly, we're going to talk about one that we both love, and I cannot believe Angela did not watch it before now because it's been on for years.
I can't believe it either.
But I think I've told you you should. You just didn't believe me. Maybe. Don't like baking cooking shows that much, like competitive cooking.
Which is because I do. I do like that.
Which is funny. Even like regular cooking shows where they're teaching you, I just don't watch that much, you know?
And, I do.
But I love the Great British Baking Show because it feels so different than other American competition shows. Everyone is nice. Well, the judges aren't always nice, but the contestants are nice. You feel like they actually like get to know each other. And it's just a different pace. It's relaxing.
That's unheard of for competition shows. It's not relaxing for them.
No.
It's relaxing for you as a viewer to watch.
Yes.
It is so. Yes. Every episode is the same. They come in and they must tell them ahead of time. Like, this week we're going to work on trifles. Two of them. Week, biscuits. Yes.
The first one they know because they bring in the recipes ready.
Right.
And the last one. But the middle one is like they don't know until that minute what they're
supposed to Yes. Yeah, so they do a dish, a bake, and then the judges know who does it. And then they do what's called a technical challenge. And the judge, it's either Paul or Mary's recipe, and they might just put like proof the dough. They don't say how long. They don't give all the instructions.
Yeah.
And then that's a blind make the judge's test.
Make the pastry dough. They don't say what ingredients and amounts and stuff. I'm like, I could never be on this show.
And then it just says bake.
Yeah.
Like bake at what? 350? Yes.
So, and then so out of the three competitions in each episode, that one is also blind judged. So they have them all on the table and the judges can't see who did what. And they rank them in order from, you know, worst to best. So it's really interesting. And then the last one, which is, so Sean has started watching this show because I'd be watching it and he'd be like, oh, this show again. And then I'd be like, oh, we can watch it later. And I'd stop and he'd be like, no, we can watch it. And then this last season, he's like, okay, don't watch it without me. And I'm like, oh, okay. So it went from I'll watch
so
it.
There's so many seasons because there's I'm in like
nine. Yeah.
Well, I'm in the collection of eight. There's eight collections.
Yeah.
But then there's like a masterclass. And then there's a Christmas one. And then there's the beginnings. So there's so many.
The Christmas ones they get three of the four or five of the contestants that have already been on the show. And they come back just for one.
Oh.
And they do three different bakes. And just holiday stuff. So it's only like a 50-minute episode. It's not like a whole
season. Okay. It's not a season.
They call them collections, but that's a season. So start, if you're going to start, you've never seen it, start with collection one. And they have all of them on Amazon up until the most recent one.
No, it's on Prime. Netflix.
It's on Netflix. We're just so excited to tell you about it.
It's one button for me.
But so the most recent one was done during quarantine. So the people came, usually they come out for the weekend to this castle.
Right.
And they would do these three different bake challenges over the course of a weekend, like two on the first day and one on the last day. Because the big one is like a 4-hour long contest. Mm-hmm. They have to do something really big. And then, but for quarantine, they just moved there. Like they all came and lived at the castle for like 8 weeks and did the show.
Well, that's nice. A good way to do it. So to then keep us they
must,
watching.
Yeah. They must really get to know each other though. The competitors,
and
the contestants.
Have some time off from work. Cause I couldn't take 8 weeks to say, hey, I'm going on a baking show. They might kick me off after week one.
That's
but
true.
Still, I'm planning 8 weeks. Yeah,
I'm
going
to be there to the end. So anyway, if you haven't watched it, we recommend it highly. Yeah. It's very relaxing. It's nice to turn on and watch at the end of the day. Even if you don't like cooking shows or baking shows or reality shows, like Sean does not like reality shows at all.
Yeah,
but it doesn't feel like a reality show.
No.
And so it's very enjoyable. Like I said, and many of my friends have said that their husband's like, and then
episodes
later, they're like, what's he doing? It's not proofed enough. What is he? they're like yelling at the TV. it is enjoyable for everyone.
It is. And even though they have an English accent, unlike Dairy Girls, where you don't know what they're saying, you 100% know everything they're saying. And it's so soothing. Mm-hmm. Like I generally watch this right before I go to bed. I'll watch an episode just to get me in the mindset of, like Zen.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
It is.
I saved that to last because I was like, we both really like it.
We do. Yeah.
So highly recommend it. Another binge-worthy show. So we hope you enjoyed this. Hope you found something new to watch, to binge watch in your spare time, which we all have plenty of. And I think that's it.
Yes. Drop some comments if y'all agree. Don't agree, or there's something we missed. I'm sure there is.
What you're binging, because always are looking like, what are we gonna watch next? Kind of
right. So
share with us what you're binging. Be sure to subscribe and like, and we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Bye, Sean. Love you.
Bye, Bradley Cooper. Love you.